Morning. Welcome to Pathways.
Good morning.
Podcast,
episode 131.
It is
10-ish again. But hey, it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's not Thursday.
It's not Wednesday-ish. It is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. We're back in our normal time slot.
I don't even know what time it is.
And school's out for the summer.
It is. You have a song for that, Aaron?
School's out for the summer.
So in that song, it talks about no more homework, no more books, no more teachers' dirty looks.
It does.
Did you have a teacher's dirty look when you were a teacher?
I don't know, but my children would say that I do.
Some would call that the stink eye.
That's right.
I feel like I've received that a few times here.
You possibly have. You just never know. That's right. That's right. Yeah, my children would definitely say that. I'd be like,
Marcy's smile goes away and she just looks at
you. It's my teacher voice.
Teacher voice, right?
Translation, playtime's over.
That's right. Down to business.
Serious right. Things going on.
Stop messing around.
No, but school is out, which means it's summer. Kid activities are going on.
All kinds of things. That's right.
Summer routine.
Summer schedule. Lots of Cardinal Corner.
Yeah.
For some of us, some right, of Aaron? Us.
Parents, right. Parents now become, if your kids are old enough, referees.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
As you settle disputes.
Yep.
So every day, Addie and Gracie have a list of what they have to get done every day, which includes a chore and schoolwork and a devotional.
That's good.
And so our goal is every night to sit at the dinner table because they have to say one thing they learned in the devotional and then ask one question that they have from the devotional. So
that's good.
We worked through that a little bit last night, but now it's summer. It's good. We're ready for the break too, I think. What about you and you empty nester?
Doesn't matter.
Do you even know that it's summer?
Nothing's changed.
Just suddenly,
over.
Suddenly the weather's
Steve,
nicer.
School is over and it's summer. Do we need to tell you?
Yeah. Suddenly.
What's changed?
Suddenly my schedule, the only thing that changed my schedule is the weather.
That's right. Yep.
So.
Well, we had Memorial Day last weekend.
Yeah.
Speaking of weather, the weather was nice. You got the boat out yesterday, I heard.
It was too windy over the weekend.
Did you get out yesterday, though? You were going to
We went out last night, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and it was still, pontoon doesn't take well to white caps. There weren't any white caps, but there were waves. It was still a little windy, but it was nice.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
How about your weekend?
Was it your first trip out?
No,
we've been out. Not your first trip out. You've been out already.
Yeah, we've been out multiple times, but haven't been out for a week because of the rain and the wind.
Yeah.
So
it's been unusually windy. Seems like I say that all the time, though.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a good weekend?
We did. Yeah. Got some house projects done and all the things. So it's good.
You talked about, I don't know if, I think it might have been last podcast about taking kids a trip through the cemetery just to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Vicky and I still go for a walk through the cemetery every Memorial Day morning.
Yep.
Yeah. But no, we used to always take our kids.
We did that. On Monday afternoon and took our kids through. My grandpa served in the Navy, so we went by his grave. And,
and I tell you what, the American Legion, the put all the flags out in the cemeteries, they just do an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of work, but it is so wonderful to walk and just, honor.
Yep.
And usually that's the time when cemeteries are full. I mean, you go through there. I think by the time we got to the cemetery, we went on our walk, and by the time we got there, it was probably after 9. And there's usually quite a few people driving around. And
it's amazing to walk through there and see how many people have served.
Oh, yeah.
There is just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't see it or recognize it outside of Memorial Day because the little flags aren't in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that have sacrificially served our country over the years, and just so thankful for them and the freedoms that they've secured for us to enjoy now. And just pray that we can honor them and not take that freedom for granted moving forward. So,
not have this kind of this entitlement kind of mindset where, we do take that for granted. That's kind of the biggest indicator that you don't care, but it's a blessing. It's a blessing to live now and all the things that happen. We were talking, I was talking with the A-team earlier, and they were talking about, they still have memories of grandma cooking over a wood stove and what that must have been like. And you just go back just a few generations and how we've been just handed so many conveniences, so many liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
So, so Saturday I came in, you were there too, Jim Cool.
Oh yeah.
He gave his testimony at the men's breakfast.
Yeah.
And he got up there and he talked about growing up on a farm by Kilduff
and going to an outhouse. Hey, going to an outhouse, yeah.
And he's like, "Do you know what that is?" But yeah, I mean, we just we've got it pretty good.
Oh man,
that's why it's important to teach our kids, you know, the lessons that Memorial Day every year brings up.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
we don't want them to have an entitlement attitude. And
right, and you know, you always. I mean, obviously, it's primarily people that have sacrificed in war, right? Mm-hmm. It's the people who didn't make it home. I mean, that's the point of Memorial Day. But, you know, it's just natural to go from an appreciation for people that gave everything to the people that were a part of serving.
Right.
And, you know, and I even mentioned, you know, going to emergency responders because, you know, that their job, there's a lot of risk in their job too. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, obviously it was several weeks ago, right, when we had Memorial Police Week, but they always remember the fallen officers through the, and it's just, you know, it's good to be aware of such things.
Right.
Because it's important.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you were saying before the podcast, we kind of had a little podcast before the podcast that I said lots of quotables on Sunday.
You did. I did say that. I know. I was like, this was a very quotable message, Steve. Wow.
As soon as you said that to me, I'm like, well, what did I say? I don't remember.
Here, let me quote you.
It's not like as I'm preparing my message, I say, well, this will be quotable. Right. That will be quotable.
In fact, I had gone to the 11 o'clock service and I got half my notes. So I went back and I re-listened to it again this morning. And I was like, I'm like 99.9% confident he did not say that at the 11 o'clock
service. I didn't say it.
They're always a little different.
Some of these things are off the cuff. 11, I don't.
They are a little off the cuff.
Spontaneity.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't have a
same
script.
I don't script them. No.
Nope. So just never know.
Enlighten me on what your takeaways were.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Marcy.
Everybody's staring at me. All right. So, well, let's just start at the beginning. And you kind of started with that whole idea of surrender. And so kind of connecting in with Memorial Day and, you know, where we've been, what we've been talking about, but then looking at how does that apply to the life of a believer? And we talk about surrendering our life to Jesus. And what does that actually mean? And do we actually do that? And how, when we do, then we enter into this peace treaty with God. And what does that mean? Do we really understand who God is and what he's asking of us in that when we do surrender to him? And so, I mean, just to start, you had the three mindsets of a believer were the unconditional acceptance about the truth of God, and we have to surrender to it. The second one was the willingness to stand firm in the truth and not get led astray. And then the third one is to mature spiritually and serve the church, who is God's people. And so those are kind of the three big categories, three big takeaways from the message, but just all wrapped around this idea of surrender. Like, what does it look like to surrender to God, to know who God is, and to be fully committed to stand firm in his truth and to serve others?
Yeah.
So,
which, by the way, I get pushback on that message.
You do. Yes.
And it's like people are like, you know, you ever talk about a serving, or, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, you know, I go back to like even basic training when we went through the military and all the way through the military. At no time is the message, you know what, just do whatever you want.
Right.
At no time. And it's like it's pretty apparent that you are under a chain of command. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing you can do is not honor that chain of command. And it's just, there's like this whole thing that goes through. So for me, it's just kind of a natural extension of, it just makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were part of the police force. There's a chain of command.
Right.
You know, all these things go. You talk about people that are part of these military, paramilitary, or, you know, even, you know, like I know we talked about athletics, but when you're part of a team, you're part of a command structure, and the best way to be a part of a team is to do your part and figure out what that is and be a part of it.
Right.
Yep. And every organization, like you said, whether it's military, athletics, it has a head in place, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whether it's the coach,
right?
Right. The coach directs the plays, directs the team, calls the plays, and you're supposed to do your job on the play, right? Right. If you just decide, you know what, I'm not going to block, I'm not going to run my route, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to catch the ball, I'm going to do whatever I want. Like, the play falls apart and your team's going to lose. And the same with the military. Like, you have a job to do. Your ranking officer, you know, gives you your orders and you follow those. If you do what you want to do, you put other people's lives at risk, your own life at risk.
Yeah.
And so it's about making yourself accountable and willingly submitting to the authority.
Yeah.
And
it's weird how in all of these things, it's very clear what's expected. But for some reason, we have this really weird sense of being a body of Christ that none of that applies.
Right.
And I just, you know, and I would, if there was a passage in Scripture that said that, you know what, just do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about any, you know, don't worry about the church. Don't worry about any of this stuff. Just live your life however you want to live. Don't, you know, there's no passage like that anywhere in Scripture.
Right.
And so, it's part of us moving back into living life of truth, mm-hmm. Is that it's a life of order. Mm-hmm. It's not chaos. It's order. And somebody said that, you know, and I was listening to a podcast and he was talking about unification, mm-hmm. and unification only comes through, basically surrender to ideas. That's how it, so basically you submit to a higher idea, a higher ideal, higher purpose. And that's what unifies us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's just a principle that goes to every aspect of life. Of course, it's a principle from God.
Right. Yeah.
But our culture today has pushed back against it because it's the culture today is do what makes you happy. Do what you want to do. Life is all about you. Yeah. You should be able, if you don't, you shouldn't have to submit to authority. You're your own authority. And it's just a bunch of individualism, and that doesn't work for
it breaks
for
down
organization mm-hmm. and team.
It breaks down, and so we go back to our original point about Memorial Day: is you're handed something, and so you can think, well, you know, I can do whatever I want, but if everybody did that, mm-hmm. then over time the whole thing would break down.
Right.
You have the luxury of doing that because of what's been done before mm-hmm. and handed to you. It's a little bit like, you know, kind of the analogy is, so let's say there's a really great restaurant in your town and you never go, right? But other people do. Mm-hmm. So the restaurant stays open. So finally, when you feel like going, it's there. Well, what if everybody decides, well, I'm not going to go anymore? Then the restaurant goes out of business. And then what is the first thing you hear everybody say? Oh, that's too bad.
Right.
It's too bad that they had to close. It's like, well, when's the last time you went?
Right.
Well, there's something about if something is good, it's good because somebody somewhere is dedicating themselves to it. Mm-hmm. And if that ever unravels, then it won't be there anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's the part, that's the higher understanding we have to have.
Yeah.
You know, if people quit wanting to serve in the military, you know, maybe for a while we'll get away with that until our first next war. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly everything will break down. Mm-hmm. And it just goes all across the board. So as we come to Christ, there are certain things that are expected of us. And the reason why we were handed the world that we were when it comes to Christ is because of the people that preceded us that did what they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Now the question for us is, are we going to do what we're supposed to do?
How will we steward mm-hmm. all of that, and what will we do with it?
And how will that affect future generations?
Yep, definitely.
And that's a bigger picture idea.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, as a believer, it's about putting Jesus first, which in your message, you had a whole list of things. And I'm just going to read the list because I thought it was a very good list of just a lot of different areas. But it was this idea of, do you put Jesus first and do you pray about your decisions? Mm-hmm. So you know, have you even come before God and prayed about it? And looking at your words and actions, your thoughts and emotions, what you eat and what you drink, your relationships, your home and family, your careers, your finances, your pastimes, churches and ministries and priorities and passions. So is Jesus first and how are you trending in that? Mm. And so I just thought that, like I said, that was a really good list of looking at, you know, we could take some of those things for granted. We've been handed some things or we've found ourselves in a place or whatever, and things are going well, but how do we steward that? And do we put Jesus first in the midst of that? And
the only reason we don't put Jesus first is because of our own selfish desires.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something or somebody is first.
Right. Right. Yes.
And the question is that something what or somebody Jesus?
That's right. Right.
Yep. And if you look at it, whatever you put first is what you value most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But most people, the vast majority of people do not put Jesus first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so if you are a person who does put Jesus first, it'll feel like most, like you're one of the few.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yet at the same time, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But then that leads right into the second point of standing firm, mm-hmm. right? When we put Christ first, then we are more apt to stand firm when, you know, hard times come, the challenges come, we're able to persevere more willingly and over a longer period of time because we've built our foundation on Christ.
Right.
And
we built our house on rock, not sand.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And so.
Yeah. But also in the message, you talked about how the challenge and the adversity will reveal what's there.
Right.
So when we mm-hmm. haven't put Jesus first, then it also reveals that and that foundation, like you talk about, you know, is it built on the solid rock or on sand? And then that's when the foundation becomes
as long as everything's going the way you want it to, you'll probably be okay.
Right.
But you know, storms are around the corner and they know that hard times are around the corner. Then what?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But then that leads into the third point, right? So when we're going through the challenges, we're standing firm. And we talked about this, the book, what was the book that talked about the refining fire? And
Tempered Resilience.
Tempered Resilience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those challenges that we go through and we stand firm in it and we persevere through it, there's a strengthening of our walk and there's a solidifying of our relationship with Christ that takes place. And why? So that we can grow in Christ and we can do more for his kingdom, which is the third point, right?
Serve.
We can serve mature others. Spiritually and serve the church.
Mm-hmm.
So that maturing comes through the challenging and the growing and the discipleship classes and the mm-hmm. the dedication of putting Christ first and doing our devotionals, our prayer time, coming to church, being a part of the church body and taking in the word. And and we serve the church not out of obligation, right? Because that's religion,
right?
Well, I've got to do something. That's because that's what I'm supposed to do. I guess I'll.
They tell me I need to.
The opposite.
Right,
right, and people see right through it, and and people that. So if we had a bunch of people here that served out of obligation and out of religion, like we wouldn't. Welcome people into that. Like it wouldn't be a welcoming place. And how many times have we heard that? I just came into the church and I felt welcome.
People are happy. They're joyful. And you know, there is, even though there's struggles at times for obedience, there's also immense blessing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like being in the sweet spot with God and you do weather the storms, mm-hmm. you know, that come along. And, you know, that's probably my biggest challenge as a pastor is I see people that aren't prepared for the next storm.
Mm-hmm.
And then the storm comes
mm-hmm.
and then oftentimes, which is great. I'm more than happy to meet with people, pray with them and all those things. But it's like, you know, I understand. But at the same time, you don't wait until tragedy to get serious with God.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget the time when I went to, so when Kevin Corver, my friend and mentor, when they lost their son and he was doing his funeral and he was standing at his son's casket and he said, you need to have things settled with God before this moment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because if this moment comes and you're not settled with God,
mm-hmm.
then you talk about a storm
mm-hmm.
And you talk about whatever isn't tied down is going to get knocked loose. That's that moment.
Right.
And so, you know, you don't want to live with this doom and gloom mindset, but you know, life is hard mm-hmm. and that, you know, situations come mm-hmm. and you don't want to wait. You don't want to wait until you're in the midst of this really hard situation that you draw close to Jesus. Mm-hmm. You want to do it now. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. It just builds that foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So, do you want
Shall we talk anything about else your
there? Anything else there?
All right. So part of the message that I took notes on too was, so you were talking about just since 2020, over the last few years, kind of the church in America and what that has looked like, and yeah. and how, I mean, even as we're talking about how when adversity comes and challenges come, and what do we do in that? Do right. have we drawn close to Jesus to build that foundation or not? And so in that, and I literally put quotes around this, you said, I would never have gone AWOL in the military. That's the most cowardly thing you can do. But how many people go AWOL in the church? And I was like, he did not say that at 11 o'clock. So that was a little 9 o'clock bonus for you. But you were in the scripture of 1 John 2. And in that scripture, they were talking about how I just wrote down,
many they left, have gone but out
they've never
fellowship.
Really belonged. Yes. Yeah. So they were within the fellowship, but many people have gone out. And, but how that there's a sense of purpose when we're together and how as a body of believers, you know, we talk about how the body works together and, but we have that unity in mindset of purpose. Like yeah. we're here to share the gospel and mm-hmm. we're here to, so people can know Jesus and so people can grow in him. And so he can set the captives free. Like that's why we're here. Yeah. And so when those times come, you know, how do we react and how do we respond in all of that? And I think that as you think about that, like it breaks your heart for people who, you know, have walked away and have, you know, and there's grace in that. And you talked about that too, how there's grace in that. And we all make mistakes and we can just repent and we can turn back and keep going. But you just are kind of like, there's so much more,
right.
like, you know, and so it's just that desire for people to come back to Jesus. And
and I think you're talking about people that have just completely disconnected, aren't plugged in, going anywhere.
Yep.
They're basically like, eh, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and because guess what? The way isn't for everybody, right?
Right.
And we recognize people
Believe
like
Jesus and
connect more somewhere else or mm-hmm. maybe get fed because it meets their personality a little bit differently.
Yeah, sure.
And that's good. Like get plugged in somewhere. That's the main cry here mm-hmm. is like, don't just leave but and it, not do anything.
And I totally agree with that. But at the same time, I just find it. So I find it interesting that nobody takes the time to realize that, you know, there's been a lot going on mm-hmm. the last couple of years.
Right.
Maybe now is not the time to like change everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe now is the time to really analyze, how do I feel? Why do I feel this way? To take a step back. And it just is amazing to me. You know, so, you know, the text, so this has been a foundational text for me, you know, when adversity comes as a pastor of a church is that John chapter 10, mm-hmm. where Jesus talks about the hired hand.
Yep.
And this idea. So in that, what do you think the heart of God is?
Right.
I mean, when hard times come, before you pull out and disappear, mm-hmm. you might want to think that maybe this is that moment. Mm-hmm. where you're being challenged
mm-hmm.
in what you believe and to dig in a little deeper
mm-hmm. and to work through it, to ask, it's okay to ask questions.
Yeah. Work through it.
Right. It's okay to schedule an appointment to say, hey, this is what I heard. Explain it more to me. I want to learn or mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Yeah. And
have don't people, be offended by feedback you're given.
We have people in this church that have been cautious, health-wise, but they've been connected.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're not talking about those people. Right. I mean, I'm you're right. I'm talking about people that when the tough times came, they were gone. Mm-hmm. And you haven't heard a word from them. I don't know, even know how they're doing. You know, I don't even know. And maybe they don't want us to know, but you know, we love them and, mm-hmm. and we pray for them and we want them to be doing well.
Right.
Them and their families and the people. But at the same time, if you don't hear from them, you don't hear from them and there's mm-hmm. nothing, but you just have concerns about that. But we have our share of people that have been cautious mm-hmm. and they've been avoiding crowds for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Some of it's personal, some of it, they're protecting somebody else that they know and mm-hmm. all that, but they're still connected.
Right.
And they're still, mm-hmm. they're still, you know, they interact with us when we call them and ask them how they're doing and mm-hmm. we check in on them. And so, it's just, I don't want it to feel like those people are, I mean, we've been in unique circumstances mm-hmm. and everybody's trying to figure out what's the proper thing to do. So staying connected in whatever way you're able to is the proper thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Completely withdrawing and disappearing. What is that?
Right.
Right.
And
yeah.
And that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Well, and when you look at the statistics, you know, like you mentioned, a half to a third within the American church
yeah.
have disappeared. And so those are real statistics that you have to look at. And you know my heart for kids.
Right.
So as I think about as a parent and as a former teacher and as somebody who works with children's ministry, and I think about how our actions as adults affect our kids. And mm-hmm. if we're disengaged completely, what does that show our kids and what does mm-hmm. that teach our kids? And so, yeah. so I just think it's that ripple effect yeah. and you have to think about that for your kids.
That was actually what got me going back to church mm-hmm. and got me in front of the gospel and ultimately transformed, saved, born again, what were my kids? Because mm-hmm. I didn't want to go to church. And then I remember my dad saying to me, you know, you've made that decision for yourself, but it's not fair that you make that decision for your kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? He's right. And a little bit of it, I was taking for granted the fact that I was raised in church.
Right.
And the fact that I heard, you know, right. I heard all these things. And so I still had that foundation in my life mm-hmm. that was still affecting my life. But I was just like, you know, I don't need that anymore.
Yep.
But I made that decision for my kids and they never had that.
Right.
And I sure wasn't going to teach it to them mm-hmm. at that point in my life. And so what made me decide to start going back to church was the fact that I wanted my kids to learn these values. Because mm-hmm. I did think the values were important. And then, just by virtue of me being here,
God got one day, God just like
wham, got a hold of me, and it changed my life.
That's right.
But I didn't feel that it was fair for me as a parent to arbitrarily decide for my children. Mm-hmm. So, that was a big part of it.
Yeah. But I think that's a great example though, of how, you know, you mentioned you were kind of riding on the coattails of what you had right. grown up in, but your kids were not in that same environment. And so it was yeah. that realization of, I think that too often we just go from day to day to day. And we're yeah. just like, it's just one more day. I just have to get through. But it's like those daily choices matter and mm. what we do on that daily basis and weekly basis.
And those days are gone eventually.
We're plugged in and it goes so fast. Yeah. It does go so fast. And so I just think that we have to be very intentional about that. And
yeah. And here's what I would say to people that have gone AWOL. You have to make a decision. And I'm sure some people struggle with maybe some shame. Mm-hmm. Maybe even some frustration, but you have to make a decision to come back or mm-hmm. go back or to get connected somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like you need to get in somewhere and you need to decide, okay, what's my priority?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would reemphasize what you said earlier. You know, the way is not the answer to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you felt like there was something at the way that you could walk away from, but try somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you owe it. If you are a Christian, you have to know that one of the major ways that God works is through the church.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know that. And if you're not engaged in the church, then you're missing a major part of what God's going to do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You need other people around you. You need teachers, you need leaders, you need all the, you know, you need elders, you need whatever it is that you want to call it, that's all in scripture. Mm-hmm. You need that in your life.
Right. Which leads us to another very quotable part of your message. So from verse 23, you said, be careful of the big but in scripture. So looking
my
at-
My kids heard big but.
Yeah. See, church.
I almost like, said, I almost did Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Jeez.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
So you the other scripture can't do is, we're going to bring this back on track.
Oh boy.
We're talking about the word but, yep, B-U-T.
Yep. So yet now he reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he's brought you into his own presence and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. So it was that idea of what Christ has done. He's reconciled us to God. We're holy and blameless as we stand before him, but we have to be careful to believe the truth, to stand in it, and don't drift away.
Right.
And so then that leads into, you know, are we ready? And then the next part there in scripture, which was part three that we talked about, was then we're called to serve the church. We're called to serve others. We're called to, you know, proclaim the gospel message. And, to endure whatever it is that we endure in order to do that. And so
other translations use the word if. If you continue to do these things,
mm-hmm,
then it's an if then statement.
Yeah.
And the way that it reads is that, you know, so you need to continue to do those things. If you do those things, then that's a sign that you're really
right
what you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you can point to all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can point to everything. You can point to you grew up in a church. You can point mm-hmm. to, you know, where you grew up. You can point to, you can even say, well, this is what I believe. But it's always this action piece
mm-hmm.
that comes out in it as well.
Yep.
Always remember that. So yep. Any other?
That's good.
Any other things there?
Got anything else there, Aaron?
You know, the story you told, I think it was a John Piper story about the seashell.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
You know, at the end of your life, yep, what do you have to show for your time here on earth? And you just mm-hmm. used an example that of a couple that went around collecting seashells all over,
yeah,
yep,
all over the U.S. or the world. And like when they got up to heaven, Jesus was like, what do you have to show for your life? And they said, well, we got this jar of seashells.
It's amazing. And
I mean, it's kind of powerful if you think about it, like, what are we doing?
Are you investing in things that matter and have eternal right. significance?
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm kind of excited for a day like when we get to heaven and I don't know, maybe God will be like, here's all the people you impacted in my name.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it would just be cool to see, you know, by serving Christ and by sharing the gospel, like how did that have a ripple effect in God's kingdom? And that's, I don't know.
I always think so. So I think about, like, and I hope this doesn't embarrass you, but you have the blessing of, I mean, in your former occupation, you have people that are going to church at the way that you've actually arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And their lives are completely transformed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like you've been blessed with the transformation mm-hmm. and watching it happen mm-hmm. to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit of a microcosm of, you know, what a blessing it's going to be to maybe see, the people that are in heaven. You said the ripple effect
mm-hmm.
or one of you guys did the ripple effect of your faithfulness mm-hmm. and how, like, let's say you witnessed to that person. They were converted and then they witnessed to 100 people
mm-hmm.
but just seeing the effect of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get to see a life transformed, but in this particular case, you get to see the family mm-hmm. that's trained, and just that ripple effect. And yeah. what a blessing that is.
It is mm-hmm. a blessing.
And we give credit to Christ.
Yeah.
But you know. That's what it means. I mean, how much more do you get to see that in heaven?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And
it'll be cool.
It'll be cool. Oh, good.
It's good.
It is good.
It is. All right.
That concludes the sermon part.
I had 8 pages today.
Wow.
That was a lot of notes. That was a really good message.
Front and back.
They're small. Or, no, they're smaller. No, oh, no. They're so smaller pages.
Just one side.
So really 4 pages.
4 pages back and front, but yeah. I didn't do them back and front today.
So. Well, I was a little jazzed up between it being Memorial Day, the scripture. The scripture was really rich and I'd seen Top Gun.
Yeah.
Maverick. I was a little fired up this weekend.
Fired up.
A little
it's
flashback
great.
To the
it's
80s.
Good. It's good.
I will say that we celebrated a birthday this weekend, and I had 4 girls, little 9 to 10-year-old girls, staying the night at my
you
house.
You know, I'm so glad that you brought
and
that
I
up.
And I survived.
Because I have seen pictures from that weekend, and I am fairly certain that in those pictures, I saw one picture of 4 little girls who had face masks and yeah. they were doing facials.
Yep.
And then there was Aaron, and Aaron had a face mask and was doing
how'd
a facial.
How'd that work with the beard?
I
like,
succumbed to the
wow.
peer pressure. It made it really soft. It was nice. It was very relaxing.
All right, is this a trend you're going to start?
Things I missed by disconnecting from social media. Sorry I missed that.
I don't know if it was on social media.
I hope not.
Trisha just had pictures, but.
Oh.
So now we've told
so
everyone.
Now my wife is sending out pictures.
No, she just showed
well,
me.
Well, it's not like you were sleeping or snoring or anything. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's true. Shall we talk about that? You post pictures of Trisha where she's
to
like totally sleeping.
I'm pretty sure did you put
no,
those on Facebook back
no.
in the day?
You, oh, yes, you no. have. Trisha needs to call
me. Maybe that was
right
early
now.
On in my walk,
yes,
my less
have.
Sanctified days.
I'm pretty sure I saw a video. I think it was on Facebook where you were messing with her.
She
when she was asleep
drool.
And you were
Trisha.
Like tickling her or something, she'd be like,
So she was nice and she just showed me the pictures.
I
so.
See.
Yeah,
but it was good.
With the facial.
We survived.
Yep. It's good.
Yeah.
Yep, it's great. Yep. But
anyway. I don't have
stuff.
Don't
part
have
2.
Else. Part 2.
What you got, Aaron?
It was your turn today to bring something to part 2.
You did not tell me that.
Pretty sure it did.
Nope.
This is good podcast material
yeah,
right here.
That's great.
Maybe we should just go to the announcements.
Let's go to the announcements.
Wah, wah, wah. Announcements. We do have announcements. We have all kinds of announcements.
You've got your fancy book there.
I do have my fancy book, so I'm very excited. We have the Newton Church of the Way Summer Stay Plugged In Guide. So we went through the summer calendar and compiled everything, although I will put the disclaimer on that I put on during announcements on Sunday that there may be things that still pop up. And so you still have to... We just want to keep you on your toes.
So
there could be things that still pop up.
Watch your email.
Watch your email. Watch
listen
the website.
To announcements.
Watch Facebook. Listen to announcements. That's right. Okay. All the places where you normally get announcements. But for the most part, this Summer Plugged In Guide, which is also available online, has a lot of the things going on this summer, and it's arranged by month. So you can look and see, how can I plug in the month of June? How can I plug in the month of July and August? And so it has things for all ages, from little ones to people of all ages. So any way that you want to plug in, there's something here for everybody. And so that is all in the summer guide. So you can grab one, or we do have it on the website. So you can page through that on the website also.
You guys did a great job putting that together.
Well, I was just the brainchild for it. It's all Jen's creative work and Kathy's labor. So they're amazing.
Right on. They are.
I know. I was like, so I've been thinking. And Jen's like, okay, we'll do this. She's like, I'm happy to do this. I think this is a great idea. I was like, I don't want to make a lot more work for everybody. But look at them. I think they're great. So did a fabulous job. Things coming up this week. Operation Finding Freedom is on Friday.
Yep.
You
Operation
should talk
Finding
about
Freedom.
That.
Kirk Douglas, who's involved with the ministry, is going to be leading class on Friday night from 7 to 8:30. And so, yeah, if you're a military veteran, come. If you know someone, invite them, suggest to them to come. It's just good for the guys and gals to get together. They have a common bond. That's sacrificial service of serving in the military, and and they can connect with and do connect with one another. And usually there's some sort of teaching that goes along with it. And then we talk about the teaching. And
yeah.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. So
very good.
That's all I got.
So that's coming up this week. Yes. It's kind of that week in between our ministry year ending and little before summer stuff is kicking off. So
the lull.
Yes. Yep. But we're gearing up for all the summer stuff. And one of the next big things to come up this summer is the Make Wave Summer Camp. So our summer camp for kids going into kindergarten through sixth grade is going to be Monday, June 13th through Thursday, the 16th. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are kid nights where you can come and bring your kids. We'll have small group leaders that will do the activities with them. And then on Thursday is family night. So Thursday, we're encouraging families to come together. We're going to have a meal, and then families are going to get to go through all of the summer camp activities that we've been doing. So they'll get to go to the games and just do all of the things. So we thought it'd be a great way for parents to see what all we've been up to and get to experience that with their kids also. So that is, again, June 13 through 16, and registrations are open. You can register your kids online. We would love for you to do that, so we have an idea of how many kids to plan for and what ages and how many leaders we need and all of the things. So that's coming up. And then we also have a few Bible studies, book studies starting. I'm going to be leading a class, Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table. And that's going to start on Tuesday, June 21st. It's going to be on Tuesday nights at 6:30. It's a book by Louis Giglio. He also has a message out there on YouTube that if you're just like, I don't know, do I want to do this? You could go and listen to his message on that. I've listened to it quite a few times, and I think it's really powerful. Last summer, we did the Craig Groeschel study, Winning the War in Your Mind, and it goes along with that. It's kind of along that same those same lines. And so, but like I said, this book is by Louis Giglio, and I think it's going to be a great study. So that, again, is on Tuesday night starting at 6:30. You can register online for that. And Women's Ministry is also going to be starting a study that same week, so June 22. They usually do Thursdays, but in the summer, they're going to do Wednesday evenings. So they are moving to Wednesday evenings for the summer, and they're doing everyday theology. And that's the Bible study that they're going to be going through. And so we're excited for that also. Again, you can register online for that. So, and then we have Celebration Sunday coming up. So yeah. Celebration Sunday is the last Sunday in June. It's Sunday, June 26th. And we will be doing baptisms, professions of faith, rededications. So if you are interested in participating, if God has been doing a work in your life, we would love to hear from you. We would love for you to be able to participate in this. And Steve, do you want to talk a little bit about baptism and
so kind of where we're at so with some of those things? We sent out an email, and we will also be sending out another email, which has greater details included in it, in our theology of baptism. And one of the things about being in the RCA is that so they had a very deliberate stance on what they called rebaptism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, simultaneously, it's actually a different theology between infant baptism and believer baptism. So, and the biggest difference is the profession of faith. So one precedes a profession of faith based on the parent's faith, and the other one is in response to a profession of faith. And so there had been a growing movement recently in that, because of our differences in our position theologically on baptism, that it would not be a violation of anything to actually you could experience two baptisms. So as a family, we're celebrating the covenantal faithfulness of God through the baptism of infants.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a regenerative, it's just a, it's a covenantal, and I'm not going to go into huge detail. I could probably go an hour on that.
It's not salvational.
It's not salvational, but it is covenantal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a family aspect. It's God looks at the parents as his children. And so there's a special, he looks at their children as holy, and it's a celebration of all that. And then you have what should happen as you come to faith, you do a profession of faith. And then after that, you do an immersion baptism, which is an outward sign of an inward reality. The cleansing of your sins, the dying to yourself, and being raised in Christ. So long story short, what we are doing now, because we have officially moved from the RCA, and as we maintained our respect for them, but as of last Thursday night, mm-hmm. we're moving into where we're embracing fully this theology that you could be one time rebaptized, and I look at it more as a continuation of a baptism. Mm-hmm. But it's open. It's open to anybody. So if you were baptized as an infant and you ever said to yourself, man, I wish I could be baptized now that I'm a believer, we would do that. Mm-hmm. And so all you have to do is call the office and we could talk about it. And, you know, again, we're not in works-based salvation, so it's not all non-salvational. However, it is a sacrament, and it's referred to as a means of grace. Mm-hmm. And so there's something special in it. Mm-hmm. So it's open, and we sent out an email on that if you want to get more detail on that.
Yeah.
But call the church office, because Celebration Sunday's quickly approaching.
Yes, it is.
So
call soon. That's right. You can also sign up on the website. So
So if you've been on the
Say
fence,
that over and over,
you really got to get off immediately.
Yes. Yep, that's right. Yep.
So
let us know.
But we would love to embrace that, and mm-hmm. I think it would be meaningful to many people. You know, third's kind of you know, and the sending network. This is something that we're kind of embracing, not completely as a network, not all the churches, but many of the churches and whole families. Mm-hmm. Can be baptized together. Husbands and wives can be baptized together as believers. And it's just it's wonderful. It's a celebration. So mm-hmm. Something very meaningful.
Yeah.
So that's out there as well.
That's right. Contact the office.
Contact the office.
Yes. So that is Sunday, June 26th that we are having Celebration Sunday. And then right after the services on that Sunday, we have a congregational meeting. So we want to let especially our members know about that, because we're going to be voting for elders and deacons. We have 3-year terms. And so we have some people who are going off of their 3-year term. And so we're going to be voting to fill those positions for elders and deacons within our consistory. And that will be after the celebration services on June 26th. We'll have a congregational meeting right after that. And we hope that all of our members can join us for that. Yeah. So, yes.
4th of July parade.
4th of July parade. You should talk about that. And then we'll talk about Fierce Faith.
Yeah. I see we have had some people sign up to walk in the 4th of July parade.
We have.
So if you're able to walk, I mean, the parade route's probably what, a mile?
I would say at least, wouldn't you?
Mile and a half.
Maybe.
I don't know. It starts at DMAC and kind of
goes around
works
the
down
square.
First Avenue over the East 4th, back.
Jen says it's always hot. It is usually pretty hot.
It's usually pretty hot.
July 4th.
All right. Well, so, if you want to sign up and walk,
but it's going to be fun.
We're going to have
a blast.
It's going to be both hot and cool.
If you are able to walk, we would love for you to join us.
Yes. And we're getting some t-shirts made up, right?
We are.
And I think we settled on a little slogan.
I think someone picked the slogan for the t-shirts.
I think we all did.
Well,
we
go for it, Aaron.
It's going to say, "We the people need Jesus."
Amen.
Not you. We the people need Jesus.
That's right.
So
I think it's great. I love it.
I think it's going to be awesome.
So
we'll have a vehicle with some wave magnets on it. And
yes, the vehicle will have wave magnets on it.
We got some candy ordered to pass out.
We found a team player for the vehicle with the magnets.
Yeah.
Yay.
And I think we got some other things too that we can hand out to adults that'll have our service times on it. And
good.
Little QR code to get connected to the website. So
yeah,
anyway,
great. Thanks for leading that up for us, Aaron.
What? You're welcome.
That was a genuine thank you. I think it's great.
Hey, we'll see how it goes.
Like, who leads the 4th of July? I was like, sounds like a great job for you. We need a leader. It has to have a point person. So Aaron is the point person. If you have questions about the 4th of July parade, you can contact Aaron.
Yep, you can.
You can.
And I will answer to the best of my ability.
All of your questions.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Walking is hard. Oh, shoot.
That's good. So, well, Fierce Faith.
Fierce Faith.
Fierce Faith, Sunday, June 19. So, Mike,
talk about
Friday
quickly
Night
approaching.
Fire, Sean Foyt, and Micah Tyler. Did I say Micah Tyler already? Sorry. Friday Night Fire, Sean Foyt, and Micah Tyler. Sunday, June 19th, it's Father's Day. It's a great Father's Day gift. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. If you have not ordered your tickets already, please go on and do so. So they're just trying to get a head count, too, for food vendors and food trucks and all
of
the things.
I've got an idea, maybe an idea slash challenge.
Yes.
So what if, even if, let's say you're not going. But what would it be like? But yet you still think that this is something worthy of support.
Yes.
Or it's something that, you know, you could always buy tickets and give them to somebody.
You could. Yep.
And that would be something that I would challenge people to consider doing. So we talk about outreach and, you know, you have nothing to lose.
Right.
So if you buy yourself some tickets and you just see people and say, hey, would you guys be interested in this concert? I'll give you free tickets. It's going to be here the 19th. And what a great way to, I mean, it's a little bit like inviting people to church, but it's not as.
The link is in the comments. Yeah.
So, you know, just something to think about, but maybe people are sitting there thinking, well, you know, I'd like to support that because, you know, think about this, if this doesn't work, then it'll probably be a while before anything's attempted again. Mm-hmm. But if this works well and it exceeds expectations,
right,
then there'll be more of this stuff in the future.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what
kind of goes back to the restaurant example.
It goes back to the restaurant earlier. Idea.
Yes, that's right.
It's like, you know, if you think this is a good idea,
support it.
And you would like to see more of this in the future, then support it.
Right.
I mean, what do you got to lose? Mm-hmm. Just support it. And if you're not, if you say, well, I can't go. Okay. So here's you can either donate to the cause or you can buy tickets and you can give them away to people that can make it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's legitimate Christian artists. Mm-hmm. It's not Steve and I singing on the podcast. I mean,
it is very good. Entertaining.
And go out.
That'd be entertaining for about 2 minutes, and then they'd feel sorry
it's
for
entertaining
us.
Entertaining on the podcast.
Go out and Google like the songs. I mean, it's Different is a really good song by Micah Tyler that mm-hmm. I've enjoyed multiple times, and so anyway.
Yeah.
Fierce Faith. Check it out.
That's right.
All right. Does that conclude another podcast?
I think so.
Right.
Yeah. It's good. You did a good job with announcements.
Great. Did I miss anything?
I kind of miss you saying it's Wednesday.
I know. Oh, Jen says Sunday's announcements were very entertaining. So
the duo.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Anytime I'm around you, Marcy, I just enjoy myself.
It was pretty funny. You were like, and now I'm going to ask you a question. I bet you know what I'm going to ask you. And I was like, no, I don't have a clue what you're going to say. You were like, really? You don't know? And I was like, no.
Totally calling you out on stage in front of everybody.
I have no
idea. Oh, I did ask the same exact question in the first service.
I know. He's like, come on, people, hurry it up. This can't take forever.
It's all right. You guys can opine all you want.
Oh, dear.
We made it. We survived. We another podcast.
That's right.
So thanks for joining us.
We did better than survive. We did great.
Again.
We didn't survive. We thrived.
We thrived.
Maybe next week we'll have a round two.
Oh, dear.
What do you think?
That'd be a great idea.
Part two.
Yep.
You're in charge of it. Good job. Thanks Perfect. For volunteering. All right. Well, that concludes another Pathways podcast episode. As always, God bless you. We hope to see you on Sunday. If you need anything between now and then, please reach out.
Parade wave.